Then he ended up that conversation with, it's not like the business. He brought in the fellow who explained us why the business doesn't work when a drunk fellow and a non-drunk fellow try to communicate. It doesn't happen, doesn't work. We are the drunk one, we are not the logical one. Then he came back to this long paragraph. Long paragraph that the guy explained in a way everything. He started with finding a logic. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Finding a logic. And he said, you have to find a virgin logic. Yes, of course you could borrow here and there. But at the end of the day, you have to have your own thoughts. And I cannot give it to you. I have my own. And I cannot sell it to you. Because this is not a business. I don't have it to deal with this. Because my intelligence is too much for you. You should have your own thoughts. Could you have the thoughts of a philosopher? You don't have the instrument to do so. Period. So you have to have your mind. You have to have give up, put aside all these knowledges of the business and stuff like that, especially the one who is looking for a listener. That's not the knowledge. Because when there's no listener around, that knowledge is useless. Knowledge should be an essence in you. And that happened by a magic. The magician will do it. You will try hard enough to understand love. But you cannot fall in love by yourself. It will happen. They will make it happen. So, remember, main part of this is the prayer. Because we understand the magic in human being. We understand that that little mouse could come out and fly. We need the magic. And all this was explanation for what? Oh, we were talking about the fellow who was sick and he didn't know why he was sick. Do you remember? Prophet visited him. Let's go back to that guy, because these were practices in that story. You remember the way Rumi works? I believe I repeated myself enough. The section he makes, he will pick up big stories as a tool to bring in a part of this teaching in. Within the story, which is a philosophic chapter in a way, talking about a main subject, he will have short stories. And isolated paragraphs. Short stories when he needs another story to go on and in a way expand the field of conversation. Then sometimes he needs to bring an example. Let's say example. At the end of the big stories, normally you will find something about Hadith or Quran, which is at the end of the big story normally. That big story is a chapter in philosophy, and that paragraph normally is the best references you could get. He will tell you that in Quran you could read it there, in Hadith over there. Sometimes he will say, in the book of my teacher, Mantaqutayr, you could read this. So there are references at the end of it. Here we had a story. Story was the story of a guy. We know what the problem of the guy is. The guy wants to pay everything and guarantee the paradise.
Everybody intends to guarantee the happy ending.
But we don't know even that. He started the story with the guy being happy because he was sick, because that sickness gave him an opportunity to see Muhammad. So the guy is a very good guy, right? Now let's go back and find his problem.
Conclusion of the admonishment given by the Prophet, God bless and save him, to the sick man. The Prophet said to the sick man when he was visiting suffering friend, maybe you have made a prayer of some sort and from ignorance have eaten some poisoned food.
Do you see the relation between these paragraphs? At the beginning, the guy was sick, he didn't know why, and the Prophet was there, they chatted, and we went around to arrive to a certain point that one of the magical stuff we do here is prayer. Mm-hmm. Right? Then he comes back to the story, and the Prophet will tell the guy that maybe you are giving the wrong prayer, because there are wrong prayers.
When you are asking for God, what should you ask for? The winner number of Lotto, maybe? Mm-hmm. You see? Whatever you ask is wrong. You should ask only one thing. That attraction, to be more attracted, to get closer to Him. Nothing else you should want. You should know how it is. And, okay, look at God and you ask the best of the best of the best. You forgot who you are. You see how it is? Because logically, when we say prayer, we don't say declare your need or order something to be delivered. Because normally this is how you deal with it. You forget about it, but at the time of need, you will call, I need help now, send this, send me two pizzas. The prayer is something like that. You need something and you think it's good for you. There are a lot of things that when you have it, you don't think it's good for you, but it's good for you. Do you remember he talked about the sorrow and he said, oh, the sorrow is a very good stuff. First of all, with sorrow we understand what happiness is really. And the hope is there. Anyhow, let's go back to the prayer. He said, you, with some stupidity or ignorance, you have drunk poison. Yeah. It's not poison, it's zahrba, means a poisonous food. Yes.
Bring to mind what a prayer you said when you were being vexed by the gall of the nafs. He answered, I do not remember, but direct an influence towards me and it will come to my memory in a moment. Through the light-giving presence of Mustafa, that prayer came into his mind. The aspiration of the Prophet who dwells in the light, there came into his mind that which had been lost.
You see, he didn't even go through a long story to make it magical stuff to happen. The Prophet will ask him, maybe you had the wrong prayer. What do you remember? The guy will say, no, I don't remember. Please stay with me. So I will remember in one verse, and of course with the presence of the Prophet he should remember, therefore he remembered. As simple as that. Why? Because this was a prayer he made. And Prophet is there, yes? So his prayer is already answered. He doesn't know it, so he needs only explanation. Yes?
Through the window which is between heart and heart flashed the light that separates truth and falsehood. He said, "Look now, I have remembered, O Prophet, the prayer which I, impertinent fool, spoke when I was being caught in sin and drowning was clutching at straws. There was coming from you to sinners a threat and menace of punishment exceedingly severe. I was becoming agitated, and there was no help. There were chains made fast and a lock not opened. Neither room for patience, nor means of flight, neither hope of repenting, nor opportunity for rebelling. I, like Harut and Marut, was crying in sorrow, alas, and saying, O my Creator." Because of the dangers, Harut and Marut openly chose the pit of Babylon.
Do you know Harut and Marut, what is this stuff?
Yes or no?
Weren't they two angels that came?
Ah, yes. Those two angels. Who what? Why did they come here? You forgot the essence. You know that these are two silly, stupid angels here hanging in, you know. It's like this. Let's go back. What was this wise guy running from? Judgment. These two angels were looking at the people and said, "Oh my God, these stupid people? They are animals. Let us go down and shoot them." They said, "Okay, but if I send you down, I have to give you sex and stomach, hunger." I said, "Oh, no problem." I said, "Okay." They came down. They became the worst people. Why? They came down, they became hungry, okay, going around. Earn your money. Give me a break. These are angels. They sell the magic. They're angels. They started to sell the magic. Therefore they became corrupt. They became so bad that they ran in a well and they are hiding in that well not to look in the eye of the God again. These are these two angels. So let's go back. This guy will say, first of all, I will do some silly stuff and I'll try to think about it. I remember your warnings and all that stuff. So I would be full of fear. There was no room for patience. Remember the end of the book one? It said, "Sar aradar zurar meishitar." This is not something to rush. You have to be patient. So I was not patient. I couldn't do anything. Therefore, like these two angels, I was crying out loud, "Oh my God." These two angels, yes, they are in this well in the Babel. Why?
So that they might suffer here the punishment of the world to come. And they are cunning and intelligent and magician-like. They acted well and it was fitly done. The pain of smoke is lighter than fire. The pain of that world is beyond description. Light is the pain of this world beside it. Oh, happy he that wages a holy war and puts a restraint upon the body and deals justice. And in order that he may be delivered from the pain of that world, lays upon himself this pain of serving God. I was saying, "O Lord, quickly inflict on me in this world that punishment, so that I may have exemption in yonder world." About such like a request was I knocking at the door.
Okay, so now you realize what he did. He brought an example, those two angels, and said, "Okay, those two angels are hanging over there, are being miserable here." So at the end, they paid.